the battle's hard. Most of them are volunteers. Most are drafted farmers, younger in their years. Younger in their years. While the men were off at war, the families worked the land. The women raised the children, plowed the fields and worked the land. Where they sold the soldiers' uniforms, where they sold the flags to fly. Under the constant threat of invasion. Man's world, wealth brought privileges. The draft was in full swing. Folks went AWOL quick, so the politicians raised the meager wages. A timeless little trick, a timeless little trick. War brought opportunity, and the rich kept careful eye. Hiked their prices up enough to keep their profits high. Inflation brought poverty, as always is the case. For these wealthy profiteers were healthy and safe. Enter the militia, the Philadelphia line, marching through the city streets, freedom on their minds. Make our own decisions, cause this revolution's ours. We should choose our uniforms, our wages and our hours, our wages and our hours. They scrapped the local constitution, wrote a second draft, trying to place a limit on wealth. Well, in the end it didn't pass, but tensions were boiling and the line was drawn quite clear. The poor were taking the rich on. We're rolling in it, getting wealthy like the king. Funny how the militia was fighting against the exact same thing. The exact same thing. They threw some wealthy men in jail for their crimes. And they emptied out the storefronts that kept their prices high. They resold all the stolen goods at a reasonable sum. Crowded town meetings. They kidnapped some local rich elites and made a mockery of them when they marched them through the streets. James Wilson's house was crowded and shots came flying from inside. By the time the fighting finished, five soldiers lost their lives. Just one story from a history filled with fear, hopes and dreams of futures that are closer than they appear. From J.P. Morgan to Halliburton, things don't change alone. You gotta struggle constantly until the system's overthrown.